14th parak of Yevamos. Chedesh shenosa pikachas. Bekech shenosa chedeshes. A normal halachic marriage, daraisa, has to take place between a regular healthy adult male and a regular healthy adult female. Healthy we mean as far as that their das is intact. If one of the two is a chedesh or chedeshes, the marriage is not a marriage deraisa. So therefore, a deaf mute male that married a regular woman, or the other way around, a regular male who married a deaf mute female, so it's a kedushin derabbanan. In ratza yaitzi, in ratza yikayim. If he wants to divorce, he can divorce his wife. Now this is a chiddush, because generally we say a chayrish cannot divorce. Bishlma, if the husband is a regular person and his wife is chayrish, the vada could divorce, because you don't need the consent of the woman midoraisa for the divorce. It's only then chayim derabbanan gershin. But the other way around, if the husband is a chayrish, how could he divorce his wife? The answer is, because since anyway the kedushin is anyway derabbanan, the marriage is only derabbanan, so in as much as they got married, they could also divorce. It's the same level of kedushin and gittin. How does he notify that he wants to get married or to divorce? How you have to say hare at mekudeshesli? They put the microphone to his voice and nobody can hear. So they have to use his sign language. They have to test him to make sure that he knows what he's doing. And the same thing by the consent for the divorce. The same thing. If he married a regular woman, both husband and wife are regular, and then in the course of the marriage she became a deaf mute, he could also divorce her or keep her. He could give her a get, because we said the rule of get, we don't need the das of the wife, we don't need the consent of the wife, and therefore even though she doesn't have das, as long as the husband has das and he commands the get to be written and given, it could be given. Nishtatis lo yoytzi, if she became insane, then she should not get divorced. This is a din, lechayra, this is a din derabbanan, because we're concerned that people will take advantage of her, that she's an insane person and other men will get her into trouble. So therefore we want her to be under his auspices. If she's so insane that she doesn't have any idea what a get is and she'll be constantly coming back home, that is not a get at all, because she has to be able to your das lishmos gita. Cheresh nischarishu, if he became a deaf mute, or nishtata, or became insane, now we're in trouble, because we need his das in order to make the get work. Eidam mitzi alamis, she can never get divorced until he gets his mind back again. Yeah. This is the case, the kedushin with deraisa, and kedushin deraisa cannot be removed by a get given by a cheresh or a shaita. Omar Rav Yechon ben Nura, b'fnei ma'ish she nischar she yoytzi. Why is it the case that if the woman is the one who became deaf mute, she can't get divorced? The ishan is chayav she'ena moitzi. If the husband became deaf mute, he cannot give a get. You cannot compare the man's part of the gerushin to the woman's part of the gerushin to the divorce. She'isha yoytze le'otzeina she'le'otzeina. A woman can be divorced even without her consent, and therefore she lost her mind. It's also, as long as she knows the basic concept of gittin, we give her a get, and it works. But the halacha is that a husband cannot give a get unless he gives consent. You can't even force the person to give a get unless he gives consent. And therefore, if the husband became deaf mute or insane, he cannot give a get.